got yourself a nice little countdown this time.
Did you just, like, hold off on that just so you could have it in the pre-roll? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Damn well, right.
So now I can be caught off guard naturally instead of you saying, hey, we're recording.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Just like it used to be.
You had technically a month of complaining about, you know, not being completely caught off guard because you just don't know when to record or when we're recording. And now you know.
Oh, wow.
Hooray.
Well, listeners, you get to hear me say, unprompted, you get to hear me say, oh, are we recording again? Just like the old days.
Yeah, just like early days, I did not mute my phone.
I'll bet, somebody call you?
No, I just realized I didn't do it.
Real professional over here.
You know, I was going to say, I've been awake for like 12, 15 minutes, all right?
Yeah, well, listen, I have two phones, and they're both silenced.
Yeah, but I'm brain farting. There we go. I was like, where's my do not disturb? I can't figure out where it's at. It's also not my fault. Samsung keeps moving things in the drop-down menu. I hate it.
People who have nothing better to do with their lives, so they just move things around.
Oh my god, I know. Okay. Actually, you know what? There's enough information here. We could do this. Okay. I've got these two... Do you have a story of a customer service story that, like, was horrible for you?
I don't know if I want to go there.
Okay, fine. Because I've got two that recently have gotten under my skin very badly.
Yeah, and, you can take an angry episode. I'm trying to think if there's...
I'll take it too. Whatever. I'll take two angry episodes.
Yeah, do it. In that case, should we do it?
Yeah, roll in. That's on top of mind. I'll do that one first.
All right, we're doing this. It's you know the drill. Sam Rutz time.
Pivot, man. Just sometimes you just gotta pivot.
We're pivoting right in. Pivoting. Oh man, pivoting.
No, you're pivoting now.
Pivoting.
We're all just pivoting.
Oh my god, I just hope that's not like a thing that's already a thing and it's a bad thing because
it probably is.
or else I invented a new, no, there are no new words. They're all out there.
I'm not going to Urban Dictionary to find out if it is.
All right, do it. No, do it. That's going to be our episode today.
It's just pivoting. That's all we're doing.
Actually, you know what? We could do an episode, an Urban Dictionary episode. I feel like there's an idea there. That feels like a you idea.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, what, pivoting? Is it a thing?
Well, it's an acronym. It's just penis and vagina. That's all it is.
Oh, PIV. Well, there you go.
It's lame.
All right, well, we uncovered that mystery. But yeah, that's just planting that seed in your head, because I feel like that's something you could build an idea around that.
Weirdly enough, I probably could.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, if it's weird, you can do it.
Yeah, I mean... Hell, speaking of weird, so there's a running joke amongst my extended community, as we'll put it. One of the women is oddly attracted to another person's parental figure. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Which is best because he's gonna listen to this and then he'll be like, "Why did you talk about that?" But I'm going to anyway. and so, like, between a mixture of sleep deprivation, a little bit of alcohol, well, probably a lot of it of alcohol, and a couple of other factors, they drew out a family tree of how to best exploit a country
what?
And become all sister wives at the same time.
I'm so lost, but...
Literally, like... There's a running joke that all the women are sister wives amongst each other, right?
Huh.
Yeah, and because they are definitely playfully flirty, like in the fun way, right?
Right.
And like two nights ago, I got off early because I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go do something else. I'm bored out of my mind. And yeah. I get a text in the group Slack of a drawn out family tree of trying to figure out who in this, you know, plan is related to who is a stepson of this person, blah blah blah. Like, I think one of the women, her new step husband, no, her new stepson's only is 2 years older than
her. Is there?
It's a whole mess, man.
Oh yeah, that is. But wait, step husband. Mm-hmm. That's not a thing.
Nah, you know what? In this world, it is.
I guess. And wait, so her new husband.
I'm just as confused as you are.
And so her new husband's son is 2 years older than she is?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is she and how old's the... Am I digging too deep into this?
Yeah, you totally are.
All right, you can tell me after the...
I'll just tell you. Part of it spanned from... We found out that in the main person's country, you can get paid to be pregnant. And so a bunch of the women are like, oh yeah, you know, it's like, let me fly there. Well, you know, I'll get knocked up and then I can just, you know, make a nice little living off being pregnant.
Wow. How much do you, okay. I'm asking way too many questions. I just gotta roll with it, I guess.
Listeners, if you have any more questions, join the Discord and find out.
Before it's too late, before we close it out forever. Anyway,
even I can't keep track. I meant to screenshot the family tree so I knew what it was. I can't do it.
I'm all sorts of lost. It's too early for this, and it's noon by me. So well, noon 30.
I know.
Actually,
I had my coffee, and I'm like short circuiting. But that's what came top of mind. It's ridiculous.
Well, so now you know.
Ta-da.
So anyway, we have a topic today, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, so I was originally gonna get mad about something that's a little more prevalent to people.
Yeah, but you're gonna get mad about that later.
Yeah, I'll just get mad at that, you know, in 30 minutes or whatever.
Hey, trade secrets.
Oh yes, totally. Sorry, trade secrets. Of course. Mm. Yeah, so now I'm just gonna get mad at customer service people, which I don't normally do. But, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's got their customer service horror stories, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I have two that are, like, right top of mind that I want to talk about. Because one I actually acted on, and one I'm currently dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally, you know, I normally just like, okay, you know, it's a waste of energy. Just, like, deal with it and move on, right?
Which I commend you for that. That is, that's the good, the right thing to do. I admire you because I get too wound up about things when they don't go right. So,
right, exactly. It's just it's like, I mean, there's a certain level of inconvenience I can deal with.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's just a certain level of, okay, this inconvenience has happened, you know, 17 times at this point. Like, we need to like. Adjust this, fix this, and move out, but the proper people who are supposed to help me aren't doing their job.
Hmm.
It's great. It's a great time.
Yeah, that does not sound good.
Yeah. It's weirdly enough, too, like, it's been happening to a lot of people that I know, and, you know, I think only one of them has, like, had to be held back from, like, punching the customer service agent.
Oh my god.
Which, you know, I am also for the most part, customer service representatives, like, you know, matching the energy of the person they're dealing with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. I will say this, something that I've noticed, and I'm a thing of the person who's made this observation, but I feel like customer service has been getting worse, over the last year or two. It's been getting incredibly bad. And it's just like you sort of get locked out of being able to do anything, and there doesn't seem to be any concern for, you know, the customer. And listen, I agree that, like, you know, the term "the customer is always right" is it's bullshit. I agree with that, and that's harmful. However, I do think that I'm obviously, like, hate big companies. I'm all for, you know, getting as much out of them as you can. And I feel like a lot of these big companies are moving away from caring at all about the customer, and it's leaning.
That's happened a long time ago. You know what I mean?
It's gotten worse though. I mean, they never cared about the customers. What I'm saying, there used to at least be, like, you know, at least a surface level, like, oh, we have to, you know, maintain customer relations. That seems to be existing less and less. I mean, I'll tell you. You are popping like crazy, by the way. I don't know if that's going to affect the recording or not.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. So, like, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a few examples, actually. Maybe not really a horror story, but I've been dealing with my Apple computer, my MacBook. We were just talking about this before we started recording. And I've had a lot of trouble with Apple products. I hate Apple. I think it's a terrible company. And if you're on the fence, yeah, that's two votes for F Apple.
Yeah, no. Well, okay. I'm not 100% there, because I will say...
You like their AirPods.
Yeah, I like their AirPods. And, like, some of the more ecosystem, you know, products, right, are decent. You know, I'll go that far.
I mean, UX, they've got the, you know, they know how to make great user interface. But no, I just think it's a terrible company in general. So much about it that I hate. I do like Apple TV Plus. They got some great shows. I just wish that it wasn't on Apple TV Plus, because I hate Apple. So, like, years ago, my mother lost really vital information on her laptop because of a customer service, one of these quote unquote geniuses who didn't know what they were doing, and who told the person told her to do something, and she was like, "I'm not going to lose anything, am I?" And then she did. And Apple refused to. So you're right; it's always been bad. But so here's the thing: Apple refused to do anything about it. So I got involved on her behalf, and I really had to put in a lot of work and calling and, like, you know, escalating and everything like that. You know, eventually, I'll tell you what, I found Tim Cook's email, and I emailed directly, and there was a representative for him who was like, "Oh, hey, this is not okay. So, like, you know, or, you know, like, we're sorry for all this." And I got my mother a new laptop. And
I gotta admit, that's amazing right there.
Thank you. Yeah, but I mean, seriously though, like, it's unacceptable. They have these people who don't know what they're doing guiding people, and then, you know, this hurt her business. This she spent so much time recovering things. It was a big problem. And, you know, and you know, she's in her 60s. You know, it's like, this is it's reckless and irresponsible. They're putting people who don't know what they're doing in these positions. And
right.
So it's gotten to a point where, like, so I was able to, like, escalate and speak to a you know, a manager and all that stuff like that. So now, and even before then, we, you know, like, we both remember calling in and, you know, well, I guess the genius is the ones in the store. The Apple Care, whatever. I forget what their names.
I've never had to deal with Apple Care, but I've heard horror stories.
Yeah, so, like, you know, way back when, they used to have, like, knowledgeable people in the roles. And then the senior advisor, the Apple advisors. The senior advisors were, like, you know, even more. Now, they've been, their knowledge base has been gradually diminishing to the point where now you call and it's immediately, the call's outsourced. And then you ask to speak to a senior advisor who's, now the senior advisors are reading off a prompt. Some of them, I think, know what they're doing, but it's like, so I got this computer back in 2020 with upgraded memory because of how bad my previous computer was and how it was freezing and locking up. And I had to replace my hard drive less than 5 years out, which is way too soon for that.
Well, in today's technology, that's not entirely bad, but you're right. It's still too soon.
Well, this is okay. This is a 2013 Apple, so
okay. Well,
it was. It basically the hard drive was dying on me.
Yeah.
In less than 5 years, so I had to get that replaced, and even after that, there were still these performance issues where like the computer was almost unusable. So I get this MacBook, and you know, at first I'm thrilled because hey, I got a computer that actually works. Not even noticing, and this is an M1, by the way, for anybody who is unfortunate enough to have Apple products.
The M1 is like a solid processor. Like that's one thing I will applaud them for. And you know, they know how to make their own silicon, and so the fact that you're having so many problems with it is kind of hilarious.
No, so it's not just this is not an isolated thing though. I've heard from a couple people, and I looked this up, that the M1 Apple computers are not good. They have problems.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have problems, definitely. But I mean, like, you know, it's honestly, it's better than like the M2s that came out, right? It's like it's a bit ridiculous, honestly.
Oh, so M2's even worse?
I wouldn't say it's worse, but like as far as their process of making silicon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone I follow in the tech world and you know whatnot. Say like the upgrade from M1 to M2 is not even worth it. Like there's not a lot of extra stuff to it. Like
well, just maybe they just avoid it. Maybe they just fix the bugs. I don't know. But either way,
I mean, I think M3 isn't M3 out now. I think, or it's about to come out or something like that.
I think it's out. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, so this computer's had problems since I got it, and basically. I've been trying to get issues resolved since, I think, hold on one second. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, hold on. God, I hate that it does this.
That you just don't actually, you know, touch your microphone.
I know. I got to get into the habit of touching.
I was like, doesn't it like dim before it shuts off? Then you
no, it just...
Know?
It just straight up, yeah.
Oh, maybe, maybe that's something you need to look into, because mine will dim. But also,
yeah,
it's active, like, it doesn't, you know.
That could be, you're right, that could be a setting. I'll look into that. I'll do that. Good point. Anyway, so, so I've been actively trying to get things, like, I've been actively having cases with Apple for this computer since January 2022. Even earlier than that though, my touchpad started glitching out. So it started out with that, but then my computer started crashing. And again, this was like 2022. This was less than 2 years after I got the computer. The computer was crashing, and they determined that I need a new logic board, aka a motherboard.
Yeah.
So the motherboard was bad in less than 2 years after buying this computer. That is absurd. That's absurd. All right. So, and you know, again, Apple's customer service is not the worst out there. I know that I'm kind of harping on how bad Apple is, but realistically, it's not the worst because they do provide a lot of free help.
Yeah.
And not a lot of companies necessarily do that. However, it has gotten much worse over the years. And the problem is that now you have to immediately ask for a senior advisor, which is fine. They just connect you right away because they know that they're the first line of defense. They don't really know anything and they haven't in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
So then anyway, I was working on this lengthy case. I got the motherboard replaced. To their credit, they did do it for free. They were supposed to charge me a little bit for it, but the place I went to didn't actually charge me that fee that they were going to charge me.
Nice.
So that was good. But when I got it back, it was performing like worse than before. Like at least it wasn't crashing anymore, but there was all sorts of slowdown, which again, kind of comes and goes.
Yeah.
So I was working with a senior advisor for several months and like just, you know, the hoops I had to jump through to get the engineers to take a look at my computer and see what was going on. And they had one suggestion. I tried it, didn't work. And then they were like, oh, you know, you're gonna have to wipe your computer and like bring over every application manually and see what causes the slowdown. It's like, are these people just living in, you know, some sort of fantasy land? How am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to do like one by one. Like I use my computer for work. It's just anyway. So it was basically we kind of came to an impasse, and the senior advisor was like, yeah, that's, you know, like they're not going to do anything else. And I was like, well, what do I do? He's like, you know, like I asked, like, can this be escalated to like, a, you know, some kind of a manager, which was what happened before. There were ways to go above senior advisor when they're right, not exactly. able to help.
Yeah.
And there was nothing you could do. Absolutely nothing. He said, the only thing that you could do, get this, is mail a letter. Not even email, not even do anything online.
Oh my God.
Write and mail a letter to Apple and hope that they get back to you.
Oh my God, that's gold. Like a gym or something? Because that's what gyms do. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, gym. Like, what do you mean gym?
Yeah, like gyms. Like, so here in the state, or here in California, it's very hard to like leave a gym, right? They make it very easy to sign up for a contract, but it's very difficult to leave a gym. And a lot of them, like, you have to like write a letter to the headquarters, hope they get it, just so you can cancel a contract. Like, they don't care. It makes it so hard to move. It's ridiculous.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. And so I did all this. And again, it's like, it used to be you could escalate to a manager and like deal with, because like, obviously, my computer's not working right. They're not really offering any solutions. I'm trying to just get my computer to run like a computer should. And, you know, so I have to go out and write a letter and mail it, all this stuff. And it's like, you know, why, like in this day and age, you mean they don't have some other way to do it? It's why, I don't, it doesn't make any sense. And it took them like 3 or 4 weeks. And finally, somebody reached out to me.
Via email or via mail?
No, called me, actually. Somebody did call me.
So they're like, even though you mailed us, we're not going to do the courtesy of mailing you back. We're just going
to... you know, good. I don't want them mailing me. I don't want them wasting the paper. You know, it's, you know...
Oh, come on. Apple's, like, going to be a carbon neutral company or some BS. It's fine.
Yeah, of course. If they really were, then they would make it a little easier to get to this level. But, And I hadn't heard back 3 or 4 weeks. So like I tried the Tim Cook method again. I got that email and I was like, hey, this is what happened. I don't know where else to turn. And then a day or two after, what else am I supposed to do? And then a day or two after, I get a call and I'm like, okay, I wonder if this is a coincidence or if that was like a nudge that, like, you know, it's ridiculous. That's just, it's been falling apart everywhere.
Hey, let me just casually email the CEO of a multi-billion dollar company.
hey, Cook, babe, how are you?
Holla at me, come on, I need your help.
Timmy, my friend.
Oh my God.
See,
that's why you weren't flirty enough. That's why, you know, you gotta be extra flirty that way. You know, it'd be like, give you more attention, right? You're just like, oh, hey, my buddy, my pal. And it's like, oh, yeah, this guy. You know, this guy's back.
Hey, Tim, sweet cheeks.
There you go.
No, but like, and then another quick thing, and then I'll leave it up to you. This is actually kind of a recent thing. I was going to connect my domain name on Wix. Because I built a website on Wix upon a recommendation a long time ago.
Yeah,
Wix
is not bad of a.
It's easy to build a nice website, and again, that was somebody
Squarespace, but it's all right.
But you know, that somebody recommended it, and I did it, and I already got this website that I'm really happy with. I don't want to have to rebuild from scratch, and it's functional. It's just it doesn't have a domain name. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, I guess look into getting a premium plan, because I need that, even though all I need is the domain name and to get rid of the ad, I'm not gonna use any of the other features. And I, you know, I wanted to call in to ask about, like, you know, if they have any deals or, like, you know, talk to somebody about signing up. You know, I had some questions and there's no customer service. It's gone. It's that you can set, you can write, I think you can send in a form and maybe there's some phone number, like some, you know, phone bank hidden somewhere in the deep recesses of the internet or, you know, some island where like island fortress that's like impenetrable and, you know, there's like
that's
two
run by a New York billionaire.
And of course. And there's like two people taking calls because they only get 5 calls a year because nobody knows how to call them. Yep. But it was, I was like, and listen, I've dealt with Wix in the past. I've had issues with them, and they had a number that you could call and deal with and even escalate if that was the case to get, you know, things taken care of. And now you can't call them at all. There's nobody to talk to. You have to do it all online. So like, they're just, you know, these companies, these rich, filthy billionaires are cutting out the human touch and just leaving their companies without any customer service. I mean, not all, they're not getting rid of customer service, but you know, like they're just getting rid of all, they're stripping customer service of its humanity and just like making these people become, you know, basically like prompts.
And then it's very well possible you were talking to a chatbot too.
I mean, who knows? They might as well be at this point, because that's the thing is, like, you talk to customer service these days, a lot of times there's just like zero empathy. It's just like they're just following the very limited restrictions they have to the T.
Yeah, they're not paid enough to deal with it.
That's fair enough. That is, yeah, that's very fair enough.
Oh, yeah. They, oof. Okay, well, mine don't hold a candle to yours. I'll just put it that way. I didn't email the, you know,
well,
the,
listen,
the
that's
CEO
why,
of a billion-dollar that, company.
That's why I didn't want to get into it, because I can be a little extreme. I'm not proud of it. This is not a good habit. I'm trying to, like, you know, wean myself off of this, but...
I mean, like, because we already had the episode of me complaining about all the, you know, trying to fix my my
your
apartment
car?
Or whatnot. No, not
oh,
my apartment.
Apartment.
The holes in the walls and whatnot.
Oh, God, yeah.
I had the result to finding the, like, the district manager that ran the entire, or no, the regional manager that ran the entire, like, vicinity of Northern California to be able to figure out, you know, how to get that fixed.
Yeah.
But, no, so these are relatively recent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going through, like, my credit card statements and whatnot, earlier this week, actually. And I noticed that there was an odd charge on one of mine, right?
Hmm.
And it wasn't like, it's very well, it could have been me. You know what I mean? It wasn't that, those situations.
Yeah, just see, yeah, I've had those where I'll sit there and I'll look and I'm like, what is,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. And they never make it, I wish they would make it very clear. Credit card companies, they need to just say the business name.
Yeah, so, totally.
Because I've sat there and I would be like, what did I, and it would take me like 10 minutes thinking.
Well, okay,
and like,
well, hold on. Well, so while I'm like 100% that is a change that needs to be made in this case, right?
Yeah.
This was a store card, right? One of the only store cards I have. So it was just like, you know, it's one I can't use outside of the retail location.
Okay. Right? So you know where you're spending it.
Yeah. So I know where I'm spending it. I just don't know what it is. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And it wasn't like anything major. It was like $25, right?
Yeah.
Nothing major that I'm like, okay, I have no problem paying it if that's the case. I just want to know what it is.
Of course. You don't want to just have money be taken from you for nothing.
Right. Exactly. And so, after, like, during lunch, I think like on Monday or something, or before lunch, because I'm like, I'm going to have to sit on hold and I'll deal with it, like the actual call while I'm on lunch. And so... I dial in right after a meeting, and I'm a little heated from the meeting, just because there's been will they, won't they of maybe I'm, you know, we're a little worried about tech layoffs. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And
is this an AI thing?
No. Because if anything, I'm on the AI team, so why would they want to lay me off for that anyway?
Oh God.
But I get a call, you know, I'm on there, and they're not it's a really large, you know, mega corporation. So surprisingly, they don't have like the, hey, we're, you know, there's a queue, you know, we'll wait, we'll hold your place in line and call you back kind of situation. They don't have that.
I don't understand why any company doesn't have that at this point.
Right, but at least they did have a running queue tally. So they're like, hey, someone will be available in so-and-so minutes, right?
Yeah.
At least I had a kind of, you know, it wasn't just leaving me in the dark.
Yeah, and which company was this again?
Target.
Oh yeah, Target. Okay, yeah. So this was after your call for work, and you were
right, exactly.
Okay,
and so I only wait like 20 minutes, right? Not a big deal. I'm like making lunch, you know, totally fine. And so first person I get a call with, and they're like, "Oh, hey, you're like, do you need account information?" I'm like, no. I'm like, I want to dispute this. And I go, okay, no problem. Let me push you to the right people, right? And I'm like, good. This is moving smoothly. Awesome. Get moved over, you know, wait for like 5 minutes, get moved over to the next person. And it, right off the rip, I can tell this woman is just not having a good day, right?
Yeah.
It's like, the vibe check and the vibe is bad.
Your superpower. Your superpower.
And so I'm like standing in my kitchen. In my kitchen, you know, I normally have pretty decent, you know, cell service in there. As long as I'm like staring like at the phone, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm leaning over my counter, talking, you know, on speakerphone and into the phone. And so she's like, oh, collect some of my information, whatever. And she goes, so how much of a payment do you want today? Like, I'm not calling to make a payment. I was like, I know I do owe a payment. I was like, because I have to pay it today, but that's why I'm calling to dispute this, so then I can pay it online afterward. Because you guys charge a fee to pay over the phone, right? It's like, so I'm going to just do it online, but I need to figure out what this is. And she goes, you want a what? It's like, I want to dispute a charge. And then, like, she, like, you know, short circuits, and it goes,
wait, before you, so you had told her that you want to find out what it was, and then you say you want to dispute a charge.
Yeah, well, not necessarily dispute it, but I just want information on it, so if I have to dispute it, I can dispute it, you know what I mean?
Okay, so you weren't saying that you want to dispute it yet, you were just saying I want to, and then if I know what it is.
Yeah, like I just need more information on this for this charge.
Okay, because you said that you would call to dispute the charge, and I think, I don't know.
No, so then she goes, like, what? I'm like, I just want information on this charge because I don't know what it is. I've looked up the code. It's not something that's common, right? Like, if it's a, you know, account managed, like a monthly fee or something like that, right? Like, I just need to know what it is. And she goes, why don't you just pay it? And then hung up the call.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? I was like, it was really rude.
Yeah, that's incredibly rude. Yeah, really, like, unprofessional.
Yeah, I'm like, if it was, why don't you just pay it and then stay on the line? It was the combo of the two that, like, got me. And because I was
like, even the way she said it, if she had stayed on, you would have been okay with it?
Yeah, I would have just been like, let me talk to someone else. You know, like, I would have redirected and, you know, gotten my information.
Of course, yeah. No, that's pretty horrible. That's super uncalled for.
And I'm just like, okay. So it was the combo of, you know, there was just enough rudeness and sass, and then the hanging up on the phone. And I'm like, okay, I don't approve of this. I'm reeling from my meeting. You know what? I'm gonna do something about it.
Yeah, as you should. I mean, that's not okay.
Yeah. So I call back. I wait for 45 minutes while I'm working, just to talk to a manager. And I was like, I want to talk to a manager. I'm like, I'm not. No, I get a hold of this very nice woman. She sounds like she's 70, you know, anciently nice woman. And, like, completely Southern, love her. She is great.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Gloria. She was awesome. And so I give her, you know, what I can remember of this woman's name. She's like, oh, you know, I'm not familiar with her. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's a call center. I'm not assuming you would. It's like, but look, like, pull up the recording of my call, and you'll hear exactly how I was treated, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I still never found out what that charge was. They just took it off, which was cool.
Okay, like, so yeah.
I don't know what that charge was.
Well, at least they took care of it. So it could have been a legitimate charge.
Totally. Totally. Hey,
well, you know, maybe you got something for free.
Maybe.
Maybe you made out like a bandit.
And so I never really know, like, I don't really know if there was, I'm assuming nothing happened of it. I did get an email later that day from Gloria, like, hey, letting you know that I, you know, reprimanded her and, like, whatnot. But I don't actually know if anything happened. It's enough for, like, I'm like, all right, you know what? Even if nothing happened, the fact that you're at least, you know, making it the illusion that it happened, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's acceptable.
But I definitely had my moment of like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna be a bitch. Let's do this. I'm gonna be a pain in the ass because, it wasn't so much. I don't mind being mistreated per se, right?
Yeah.
But it's the inconvenience, and then it's just plus that on top of other things. But it's just like it's the inconvenience that I already had to deal with this, and then I was mistreated. I don't know what spurned into me that I'm like, yeah, well, it's worth waiting online or, you know, for 45 minutes. I think at that point I just needed a distraction while I was
principal.
Working. I don't even think it was the principal, to be honest.
Well, you're just pettiness?
Yeah, I think legitimately it was just me being petty. Fueled by my coworker who's like, you gotta report that bitch. And I'm like, yeah, all right.
So do you think if you hadn't had that call that day, that work call that was put you in a bad mood, do you think you would have just let it go?
I don't know. I think she was rude enough that I probably would have at least like followed up. Maybe I would have attempted to follow up, realized I was going to be waiting for 45 minutes and then gave up. That's probably what I would have done.
Hmm. Okay.
I was filled with spite.
So you got enough juice from the that meeting that you were like, okay, this will sustain me for 40 minutes.
Yes, totally. Totally.
Okay.
Because it's definitely a meeting where I'm like, all right, I don't get paid enough to be here.
I gotta take this out on somebody.
Yeah, a little bit. And she just happened to, you know, give herself as a target.
Hey. You see what she did there?
Shut up.
Was that intentional?
I realized it as soon as I said it, and I'm like, it's just going to stay there. We're just going to let that linger.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, so before, you know, as we get close to the end of this episode, I got one quick one. It's what I'm currently dealing with.
A quickie?
It's a little bit of a quickie. So, since we were talking about Apple products, right?
Yeah.
I was almost going to get an iPhone this year.
Really?
Almost. Here's the reason why. Because my phone's only like 3 or 4, I think 3 technically, 3 models behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
4 models behind. And like I looked at last year's models of phones, really wasn't hyped about anything. Until a couple of months ago when the Google Pixel came out, and I was like, all right, I like the 8. I'm like, I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I knew Apple was going to release, you know, their latest iPhone was coming out before, I think either it had just come out or was coming out, you know, around the same time.
Yeah.
And then Samsung is like, oh, you know, well, we've got our, you know, they have their unpacked when they actually like announce all their phones in January. I was like, okay. And so, I'm basically on the cusp of with my carrier, right? My phone is just to go about to go out of date where I can't get the most out of it as a trade in. Okay.
I see.
And so,
how old is your phone?
I can't remember the exact like, you know, year I bought it, but it's like 4 models out. Give or take. So in terms of like, let's say Galaxy just announced their, Samsung just announced their 24th series for their Galaxy. Mine's a 21. So.
Okay. So do they, what do they do?
A new one every year, give or take. Every year to 18 months.
So let's say yours is like 2 to 4 years old.
Yeah. Give or take.
Okay.
And it's in great condition for the most part. I am just now recently seeing like, you know, a lot of like software bug struggles, you know, things are starting to fail, you know, so it, in turn, it's probably, you know, time to get a new phone, you know, regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so originally I was going to get an iPhone because, you know, I do like this latest model. There's a lot of, you know, improvements from the last couple, whatever. And I'm like cruising through, you know, my carrier and their deals as for trade-ins for this are abysmal. Because, you know, screw it, I don't mind saying who I have. So I have T-Mobile, right? And,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, and their trade-in deals are abysmal to begin with because they're trying to push their new 5G Plus plan. And essentially, it's, hey, more hotspot data so we can charge you more. But the perk is that, like, hey, if you upgrade, you know, we'll give you $1,000 off a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, if you don't upgrade, like, for example, in my case, the only benefit that would change from my current plan to a 5G Plus plan is, like, 15 more gigabytes of hotspot data. And they'd charge another $45 a month for that.
Okay.
So it's absurd. And so I've been kind of playing, like, how do I get the most bang for my buck in this situation? And so I quickly gave up on getting an iPhone. And I'm like, you know what? I'll stick with what I know. I'll pre-order the S24 that's coming out. And then I'm like playing around with it. I'm like, screw it. I'll upgrade. I'll even get the Plus. Because I was thinking about getting the top of the line. And they, like every, you know, they're not in the hands of people per se yet, like normal people. Because mm-hmm. the phone does not come out until the end of the month. So as of recording, I don't have it yet.
This episode will probably be released the end of the month, so.
Yeah, so it might be released. So realistically, this is probably, you know, I probably got the phone like 2 days before this actual episode comes out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
How are you liking that new phone you just got 2 days ago?
I love it. It's not as purple as I wish, but, you know, I like it.
Purple's a good color.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the colorways they've got for the Galaxy this year, but. I like the cobalt that they have. It's the same one as my S21, so it's a solid one.
I just get standard black because I don't really care. I'm not a case person. Well, I know I do have case. I have a case for like as a wallet, and it's just again standard black. I don't care. I don't care what my phone looks like. I don't want it to look nice. I don't want to. Oh, you know. No, well, you would.
Okay. Anyway, besides the point, customer service. BS. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was first, you know, I tried to change my plan, and that's when I found out that it's basically, you know, a shit show. They're like, hey, we're just going to charge you, you know, you're not going to get anything out of this. We're just charging you at the nose. Right.
And oh, so they let you know, hey, you shouldn't upgrade because.
No, I actually did my research beforehand. Like, I talked to them, and this is like, oh, this is your best deal. You know, they upsold me, right?
Yeah.
And I got as far as getting it in my cart, and then I'm like, you know what? Second thought, I'm going to do my due diligence, right?
You always got to do that, yeah.
Exactly. And then that's when I figured out, you know.
Taking you for a ride.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, all right, well, I could still get like half off the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
For my trade-in, which is still a good deal. And, you know, I was like, that's fine. I can go ahead and do that. And then going through T-Mobile, and like just ordering directly from the carrier, I'm like, you know what? Hold on. I got a discount for getting my like Samsung issued a discount code. It was like $50 off or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
For pre-ordering, basically, like signing up to be notified, you know, for more information about the phone when it came out.
Okay, $50. It's not much though.
Yeah, but it's, you know, when the purchase is $1,500, or not $1,500, I'm not spending that much, $1,150, like, you know, $50 is $50, right?
I guess.
But it was enough for me to, like, think about it, right? I was like, well, how come I haven't gone? I'm not getting this, you know, pre-order. Well, it basically was like, what happened to it, right? And so I was, like, fiddling around in my Samsung account, and as it turns out, because this is the first time I reached out to an agent. They're like, why don't you, for some reason this year, we got the distribution rights from T-Mobile. So you can buy a phone directly from Samsung
mm-hmm.
and then link it to your T-Mobile account and get like it funneled for your equipment plan for your, just attached to your bank account, or not your bank account, to your phone plan.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's great. They haven't done that in the last couple of years. Because every time a phone comes out, I look and just, you know, see what my options are.
Of course.
And so I was like, that's great. Awesome. So they're like, yeah, here's the steps. What you got to do, fill it all out, reach back out to us if you have any problems. Great. So I go in, fill out all my information, and I've submitted my damn IMEI. If, for those who don't know, that's like the identifier code for a phone.
Like
25 million times on Samsung's website. Every time it times out, they're like, we need your IMEI again. It's, yeah. And so I go ahead and I fill all that out. And I'm like, great, awesome. And I get to the linking part of it, right? And so they're like, hey, link your T-Mobile account. Cool. Log in. No problem. They go, we're going to send you a one-time passcode. Because, you know, everyone's on two-factor authentication now these days. And if you're not, you probably should at some point.
Yeah, it's annoying, but it's a necessary evil.
Right. And so the first one is like, put in your phone, or, you know, your phone number is already in the system. You have to, you know, verify your phone number, and then we'll send you an OTP. Like, cool. I go through it. I do that. Never get the OTP. I'm like, God. Okay. And then, like, 2 minutes, reset. Do it again. Nothing happens. Okay. So then I'll flip the other tab, and they're like, verify your email, and we'll do the same thing. Okay. My phone's not working. Let's do that. Type in my email address. Hit send. Error in sending OTP.
Jeez.
Okay, what does that mean? And then as soon as that happens, a little, you know, tech bubble pops up. Hey, we're here to help. Cool, great. Order assist. Awesome. Talking to them, and they'll go, oh, well, you need to talk to T-Mobile. Something's wrong with your phone. Great. I talk to T-Mobile, and they go through, and they verify everything, and they're like, there's nothing wrong. We'll send a test prompt, right? They send a test prompt, and they go, it was delivered successfully. I'm like, I didn't get it. Okay. So, I'm not getting one-time codes from Samsung or T-Mobile.
Great. Okay.
This is awesome. So, I go to another website and do another two-factor authentication. Like, I'm like, let's get another use case for this. I go, and I'm like, because then I'll know there's something actually really up with my phone. I go, I have to verify my phone number on something. I think it was like my bank or something. I get my one-time password. Mm. It works fine. Like, okay, so it's not my phone. It's something involving these two servers, right? From Samsung and for T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So I give it a day, go back to Samsung, try it again. It fails. Now I'm talking with Samsung's actual order support team. And I'm on the phone with them because this is the great thing. So originally it was on the order support team on the computer. Their solution was, here's the phone number. Call us directly. Like, okay, fine. So I call them directly, and they're like, hey, talk to us online. I'm like, I already did that.
Yeah, just the back and I've been through that before where no communication, just a whole mess. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so I finally... They at least didn't send me back and forth, you know, more than once, which is good. And so she goes through, she's upselling me the entire time, which is annoying, but I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And so I get a little bit further. I'm at least able to add it to my cart, to the pre-order. Because mind you, at this point, with my trade-in, with instant credits, with a bunch of other things, I'm getting like $100 free to spend at the Samsung store, plus like $600 or $700 off the phone itself.
Okay, all right, okay. You're getting a little.
Yeah, plus a free upgrade because part of the pre-order thing. But this is what everyone's offering is double the storage space if you pre-order. Okay.
On the phone.
Yeah, on the phone.
Hmm.
Like at this point, this phone, if I actually end up getting it. Because it's being such a pain in the ass. It's going to have more space on it than my computer does. Which is absurd. And so, back and forth. I'm beginning to feel like Sisyphus at this point. I'm just going to keep pushing that damn boulder up and it's going to keep falling down.
Yeah.
And I'm able to get it in my cart. So as of right now, my account is active and in the cart. And... because I couldn't get that far. Like, it would legitimately, if I couldn't link it, it would not sit in my, it wouldn't even add it to my cart. And so, like, late last night, again, when I found this recording software, this is the first thing I did before, while I was lying in bed before falling asleep. I'm like, I'm going to just try it again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Log in, try it again. Now, at this point, they're like, hey, you've tried too many times. We've locked this account.
Yeah.
And so now, T-Mobile which I called already this morning. They're like, yeah, we'll unlock it, but we got to talk to Samsung first.
Oh, my God.
So, it's a great time, I swear. All I want to do is give them my money. I want to just buy a damn phone. And no one is, like, properly getting things working. It's just not working.
It's just past the buck.
Oh, totally.
So are you at this point ready to just pay full price?
No. Okay, hold.
Yeah, holding.
I had to adjust my chair. Okay. So this is the thing. I can still get $500 off and the storage upgrade if I order just directly through T-Mobile.
Okay.
But I don't get the extra $150 off or the $100 credit.
Yeah, that's $250.
Exactly. That's enough for me to deal with this crap.
Yeah, definitely. You know.
So as of recording, y'all, who knows if I'm actually getting the phone, but I'm back and forth and back and forth with these two companies. We'll see how it goes. Because I'm going to try it again today.
You should just, when you upload this episode, you should just put in the description the fate of your phone situation.
Oh my God!
It's not a spoiler. It's not like, you know, it would be a spoiler to us if it was there. But you know, it's just letting them know the outcome that is not in this episode.
Yeah. I might do that actually.
Yeah. Post a picture of your new phone as the
as the thumb.
If you get it, and if not, get it. If not, just a picture of your thumb is the thumb.
Oh my God. I don't know why I was thinking that you'd say something else. Oh my God.
Of course you would.
Okay. All right. Well, Sam, since I'm basically completely taking over the next episode, do you have a rec for this week?
Oh, boy.
Do you recommend just finding, if you have a customer service problem, finding the CEO's email address?
I My wreck is Star Trek.
Oh my God! I was on a vibe, and you had to just like shoot it in the face.
I don't know. I saw a weird movie last night. Just random. I'll do a random wreck. It was called The Neighbors. It was a John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd flick where they kind of like John Belushi kind of plays against type. It's interesting. The movie's kind of a bit of a fever dream, and it's very like it's hard to I kind of appreciate it for how absurd and like all over the place it is, and it just kind of like it's like a pendulum of emotion swinging back and forth, like it's one extreme to another, and at the end of it I'm like, I don't really know what I gained from this, but I think I liked it.
That's an experience of a movie. I like it.
It was an experience, yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm gonna look into it. Add to the queue.
All right, cool. All
right, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys know what to do: like, rate, share, do all the fun stuff. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and stay tuned for the actual episode that we're going to record before we pivot it. That'll be the next one.
Yeah.
Just yeah. All right. Toodaloo, y'all.
All right. Ciao. Hey!
Wait. Oh, do I have to do that? Yeah, I do. Wait. Oh, no. That's not what I want. Now I want...